What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before I move on, I want to read you a quote. This is from George Orwell's 1984, and if you have not read that book, you need to. And there is this quote, and it's the character of Winston Smith talking third person narration. Here's the quote. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered. And the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. The internet was supposed to spark an information revolution where we had access to information. The government is now trying to put the blinders back on one way or the other, to cut us off from the information, or to poison the well with all these nonsensical stories about how weather modification caused these hurricanes and directed them to specific parts of the country, which doesn't really make a lot of sense why they would do that. But again, along with chemtrails and fake Apollo moon landings, it's just part of the propaganda to try and keep people confused, so they can't work out what's really going on. And that's why it's really important that you not just sit in front of a TV screen and assume it's telling you what's really going on, because that's not its job. The job of the corporate media is to sell you things. A new car, a new cologne, a new policy, a new president, a new war. That's what they are trying to do. All right, let's take a phone call. Sherry in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, this is kind of a gruesome thought. Just popped into my mind. If the object of globalism is to create one super communistic type workforce, totally under corporate control and everything, like a super communism, maybe it'd be cheaper and more expedient if these corporations didn't want people to have genders because they, maybe they don't want them to have genders because they don't want them to reproduce. You know,
well,
they die and you bring the new ones.
Well, if you look, there's a lot of science fiction writers have postulated a society in which reproduction through the good old-fashioned way is forbidden, and the new babies are manufactured genetically in a laboratory like Monsanto. I think Aldous Huxley's Brave New World had that as well. But the attack on our gender identity, the attack on our gender identity is part of trying to trick us into questioning who we are. Are we really sure? And that's where all this gender is fluid. You know, you don't really know whether you're male or female or somewhere in between. And they're really confusing the heck out of a lot of kids who are too young to really be dealing with these issues anyway. And I have to wonder just what percentage of people who think that there's some kind of gender mix-up is something that they've been sold rather than something that they've arrived at themselves. Now, the gay people that I know knew that they were gay early on.
Yeah,
it wasn't really a big mystery to them. But the globalists want us so confused that we're not even really sure which restroom we should be using. By the way, we were hearing earlier, there is a women's only surfing competition that's getting ready to take place up on the North Shore. And the first thing I said is this going to be some well-muscled dude show up and say, I identify as a woman, you have to let me enter.
Yeah. What about the sterilization through drugs and things that we may not be fully aware of that's going on, like you were talking about the corn.
It has been going on here and there, mostly in the third world, and that all goes back to National Security Study 200, written by Henry.
Go on. No, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, we're talking about back in the Nixon years, and the technology can certainly have been moving forward. Bill Gates openly says vaccines should be used to halt human reproduction. The thing is, with the epicide corn, if it's already broken into the wild, then we're looking potentially at an extinction level event. And I know you're always hearing from all these genetics laboratories that they successfully cloned this and they successfully closed that. The reality is most of those attempts to clone a mammal have wound up being epic disasters. The artificially created life forms, they get a good picture of them for the media, and after that they begin to have some serious problems. It's not a perfect technology. It's not even close yet.
Yeah, and I can't, you know, I mean, I know this isn't the stuff of the show, but I can't kind of keep my mind away from the idea of ETs, too, you know, being in this same category of the sterilized beings that can't transcend.
I'm sorry, who are we talking about now?
Well, I guess it's all part of the same package. I won't go too far out of the simple fact that they might want a workforce that can't reproduce. I'll just leave it at that because I think they see some kind of utopia for themselves. I'm not talking about corporations.
So you're saying the corporations want a workforce that can't reproduce. Well, yes. As long as humans are still, the cheaper than robots, and that still is the case, that may be true. But again, this idea of a super utopia was something that was covered by Tom Clancy in his last solely written book, Rainbow Six. And it was about all these ultra-rich people who wanted the Earth to go back to nature, except for, of course, their palatial estates, and they were going to start an Ebola pandemic across the globe.
Oh, gee.
So we know that idea is definitely out there.
Yeah.
But if you have a workforce that can't reproduce, generally, as a rule of thumb, you find adults tend to work a lot harder if they know there's a child at home that they are taking care of.
I guess, yeah, but cloning doesn't last long. I mean, you go quicker. So that would be expedient as far as not having an old workforce, you know. I don't know. This is science fiction, but it just occurred to me, and I'm not surprised that it has occurred to a lot of other people that know more about science fiction than I do. It just seems like they're working towards that end, and this thing, I can't make any sense of the gender thing other than this, why they would want to meld us all together. Except that
well,
that's their workforce.
Unless they physically sterilize us, then human beings, regardless of what gender they think they are, sooner or later, their instincts are going to get them to hump each other, and one of the two is going to become pregnant. And if they do go ahead and sterilize us all, then they don't really need to worry about our gender identity, do they?
No, that's true. Okay. All right. Yeah.
All right. Sherry, we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much. All righty. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining the network. Boy, oh boy, these stories are just getting out of control. Apparently, over in Ohio, I'm not sure exactly where this took place, but this is reported in Oroz.com. A newspaper photographer from Ohio was shot Monday night by a sheriff's deputy who apparently mistook the camera and tripod for a gun, and he fired without any warning whatsoever. Now, that's a problem for me because I'm really big into photography. Actually, that got me into trouble. One time when I was working on Lost, I was sent up to take some plates, old plates, from the top of the parking structure at the Dole Cannery. Homeland Security showed up. It's amazing here. Now, as you know, Apple is getting ready to debut the iPhone 8. And analysts are saying this is likely to be a flop. This is in the Daily Mail over in Great Britain. Analysts are saying that polls indicate only 16% of users will upgrade to the new handset. And probably most of those are people who are back on the iPhone 5 or the iPhone 6. I think people on the iPhone 7 aren't going to want to really spend the money. They don't have it to spend. Now, Facebook has been caught once again fudging their numbers. Facebook claims that its ads can reach more people in the United States than the number of people who live in the United States, according to the Census Bureau. So over at Pivotal Research, their analyst Brian Weiser picked up on the discrepancy by checking potential audience estimates provided by Facebook's self-serve ad buying tool. Apparently, you can't even talk to a person at Facebook. You have to go through a web interface. So basically, Facebook estimates its ad running on Facebook, Instagram, and its audience network, ad network, can reach 10 million more 18 to 24-year-olds and 15 million more 25 to 34-year-olds in the U.S. than actually live in the U.S. And that's assuming that the number of people in those groups are actually using Facebook on a regular basis. There are people who are not on the computers yet. There are people who never go to Facebook. And so they're inflating their ad numbers. They're cheating their advertisers. But by golly, they're going to make sure you don't post anything controversial here. And apparently at this point, according to another article, that this is out of Investment Watch blog, apparently Facebook's censorship system is now labeling political articles as hate speech. It's just an automatic thing. Oh, it's politics. It must be hate speech. Now, let's get into human-caused global warming. And I want to back up here to this article that showed up in Patriot Rising about how George Soros gave former Vice President Al Gore's environmental group millions of dollars over 3 years to create, quote, a political space for aggressive U.S. action, end quote, on global warming. So this is coming from George Soros. And you need to remember that the foundation for the one world government rests on three pillars. One is human-caused global warming, requiring the surrendering of your sovereignty to a global environmental authority. Then there was a global pandemic, which would require surrendering your sovereignty to a global health authority. They tried that in 2009 with the When Pigs Fly flu, and it didn't work. And, of course, the third pillar is one that very much seems to be moving forward right now, and that is a global economic crash requiring surrendering of your sovereignty to a single global private central bank. So Soros is pushing on all of these things. Meanwhile, do you remember every time we talk about studies saying the ocean is warming, blah, 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 and my first question is, how many active volcanoes and thermal vents are there on the floors of the world's oceans? And then you get that puzzled look and you say, it's a trick question. Nobody really knows. Nobody really knows. And until you can subtract out the heat contribution from the geothermal features on the floor of the ocean, then any attempt to claim that humans are warming the ocean by thus and such is just scientific wild-ass guessing. Now, according to an article published today in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America, a study by Desert Research Institute Professor Joseph R. McConnell and his colleagues documented a 192-year series of massive volcanic eruptions in Antarctica that coincide with accelerated deglaciation about 17,700 years ago. In other words, the simple version, there are massive numbers of volcanoes on the ocean floor around Antarctica. They are capable of changing the climate. And it's another reminder, nobody really knows what's down there. Nobody knows what's down there. And you have to know, or your model is incomplete. Of course, we know from the ClimateGate scandal, the computer models being developed at the Hadley Climate Research Unit were rigged. The source code was leaked out along with all the emails about how they're going to hide the decline. And you could see it right there in the source code. They literally hard-coded in that hockey stick. And it's not in the real data. And every time you will get the adjusted climate data from NASA or NOAA or CRU or any of these other people, yes, there's that hockey stick at the end. Then if you get your hands on the raw data, it's not there. And you say, what's going on? And they say, well, we had to do a statistical correction. Really? On what basis? And you'll get a long, you know, sob story about how instrument changing and reciting and blah, 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 blah. No, they're faking the data to push an agenda. Because they want your money. They want your obedience. They want you afraid that everything you do is hastening the end of planet Earth. It's a hoax. One of many played on the people of planet Earth by their various rulers. Now, former Senator John Edwards is now in court representing cancer-stricken Navy service members who were exposed to radiation during the humanitarian mission to Fukushima. And Edwards is asking the judge to set a date for trial because some of the sailors have already passed away and the others are getting close from the cancers and leukemias. All right, let's take some phone calls. Mark in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha to you, too. Speaking of the androgenic global warming hoax, there's a webinar hosted by G. Edward Griffin et al., and I'm driving right now, so it's not a very good idea, but I think we're in day three of a five-day webinar that's free, and when I get a chance, I'll shoot it to you on... You're on Facebook, or you're I know that somebody... Maybe it's Corbett that he doesn't go on Facebook for reasons, but I think I have seen you on Facebook, right?
I have a Facebook account. I'm not using it very much these days because of the censorship issues. But, you know, if you go to the top of my website, there's a little link that will send an email to me.
Okay. Well, right now it's not a good idea to do this kind of stuff while driving. But as soon as I get to where I'm going, we're in day three of five, and I believe they'll probably do something because they're probably none of the presenters are being compensated. They're all doing it pro bono, which is one of the major arguments that I've heard. Is like, well, if you're going to make that argument, how about look at all the funding that's been given on one side of this ATW hoax, and we're on the same page about that because I'm looking at the evidence. And the only people I'm hearing addressing the relative amount of androgenic versus geogenic carbon emissions are the skeptics. The people that are advocating this is this big thing, and it's like, yeah, but what about, I think it was Penn and Teller did this thing, BS, won't go any further with that, but they were talking about where they got a petition going to ban dihydromonoxide because it contributed to global warming, which is just another expression for water. You know, you try to ban water, good luck. What do you call it, dihydromonoxide? And people who don't know better will...
Oh, they're not going to ban it. They're going to tax it.
Yeah, well, I think that Beatles song said it well. At 19, if 19 for you and one for you and 19 for me, and if you think
the tax man
5% too small, yeah, just be glad we don't take it all, right? And yeah, you're probably right. They would tax water, and if they could get, you know, to the degree they could get away with it. So I'll be shooting you the link as soon as I get a chance. Okay.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to let you go. Thank you for the call. Lord Monckton has a new presentation out. It's a little over an hour, and again, he's going on out after that. Meanwhile, of course, the promoters of human-caused global warming are running around screaming, the hurricanes prove the world is warming, the hurricanes prove the world is warming. No, they don't. As we explained yesterday, storms are caused by a temperature differential, and you can get monster storms like Irma as easily with upper atmosphere cooling as with warming the surface. And again, look at the outer gas giant planets in our solar system. Hundreds of degrees below zero and storms the size of our entire world. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. We've got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're still tracking Hurricane Irma heading into Florida, Miami-Dade, that whole area. Gee, I certainly hope all those 100-year-old and older Hillary voters don't get washed away. All right, we're going to go back to the phone. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, just to add to what your last caller spoke about, the global warming hoax, the webinar, I sent you that link, I think, on Monday. So it was going from September 4th to the 8th, I believe. So I sent you that link on your email. So check that. If you don't do Facebook, I know I sent that to you and John and a couple other people if they were interested in watching that webinar. So check your email. But what I wanted to talk to you about was on September 1st, I did catch Liberty News, and they were talking about some new insanity with the children, and evidently they want to eliminate the USC mascot, the Trojan soldier, because it represented white supremacy. I just couldn't believe how far these guys are reaching to these extremes of everything is bad. It's all white supremacy and racist. But the Trojan mascot for USC will probably disappear.
That's pretty silly. Again, they're trying to erase our history so that starting with the next generation or after that, people will grow up with no idea who they are or what their family history is or what their history is, in order to make them easy to control.
That's it. That's it, Michael, for me. Have a great day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open now. And let's see. Getting onto the science and health issues here. Story coming out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain. Plastic is in more than 80% of tap water around the world. And apparently it is a very fine plastic which can actually penetrate organs. Boy, oh boy, every day it seems like there's something else coming out of your faucets. And you have to wonder, how does it get in there? Are they not using filters on these? Well, you should certainly be using a filter on your water here. But according to this article, more than 80% of the world's tap water is contaminated with plastic. Guess who has the highest contamination rate? The United States of America. 93%. Followed by Lebanon and India. France, Germany, and Great Britain have the lowest levels at 72%. So, there we are. The water. You need water. You've got to have water. If we're supposed to have a right to life, that includes a right to all those things that life depends on, like safe, healthy food and safe drinking water. And we don't have it. Now, there is a peer-reviewed article that just now came on out. We linked to it. It's a journal of the European Medicines Agency. And it's a peer-reviewed scientific article. It's very dry to read. The title of it is Infanrix Hexa and Sudden Death, a review of the periodic safety update report submitted to the European Medicines Agency. And what it says in a nutshell is that the researchers found there is a very strong correlation with sudden infant death occurring immediately following a multiple vaccination. But, of course, this is being hidden in order to keep the profits of the pharmaceutical companies high. And innocent parents are sent to jail for killing their own kids with shaken baby syndrome. Okay, moving on here. Now, I've talked about the drug ecstasy before. And interestingly enough, there's been a large call for legalizing its use in psychotherapy because it has this wonderful ability where you can look at yourself without fear or guilt or any of that other stuff that blocks what's going on. And it really is very, very positive. It can cut the amount of time you need to be in therapy, you know, by four-fifths. And the FDA has finally granted breakthrough status to ecstasy for post-traumatic stress disorder while at the same time prohibiting marijuana. Because you got to buy the pills from the drugstore. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Rather interesting development. The scientist in charge of the Yellowstone Volcano Observatory has stepped down and is basically leaving the park. This is Jake Lowenstern, and he was there for 15 years. Basically, he's leaving to lead the Volcano Disaster Assistance Program, where he will work to assist volcano observations in developing countries that face daunting volcanic risk, of which there are a lot. And maybe it was just a better opportunity for him. On the other hand, I remember when I was living in Los Angeles and Dr. Richter, the earthquake expert, moved his family out of the state. Anyway, as we mentioned earlier when I was talking with that gentleman, or rather the caller on the phone, the sun this morning emitted a very powerful X-class solar flare, the most powerful in a decade, and it is causing communications difficulty. The ionosphere is going to be riled up. I wouldn't bother getting out to shortwave later on tonight, but it is very intense out there, and there may be some interruptions to communication satellites. Now, apparently there's an interesting story. This is over in rimf.com. And apparently this father took his two daughters up to this place called Dawsmary Pool in Cornwall, England, which, according to legend, is where King Arthur acquired Excalibur and to which it was later returned. And so one of the daughters, he's telling them the story about the legend of King Arthur, because tradition says this is where the sword wound up. And she's swimming around, and all of a sudden she feels something hard in the mud, and she pulls it up and finds herself handling a 4-foot-long steel sword. And, of course, it was like, wow, it really was here. But the sword is only about 20 or 30 years old, and it's probably an old film prop, because quite a few movies about the Arthurian legend have made a point of filming there as well, including the film Excalibur. All right, let's take another phone call here. Kit in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. This is a subject that you've wondered about on several shows, so even though it's off topic today, I thought I'd touch on it. It's regarding the high cost of medical costs, whether it's doctors in medical care or prescription or medical equipment, hospitalization. It's all sky high here in the United States. And the reason for that is because every other country in the world is a socialist-based medical system. And so they negotiate the prices for all of those items with the suppliers in advance, and then the prices are locked in. And because the prices are negotiated low, then they only have one place left in the world where they can go to recover their research and development costs and even make a profit, and that's the United States, because the United States is not a socialist-based medical system just yet.
Well, it isn't, but it's actually a little more complicated than that. Because you need to remember, again, this all goes back to Richard Nixon. Prior to his term in the White House, medical care was considered a service in this country, and there were limits on how much money they could make off patients. There were requirements that emergency rooms treat people, even if there was no proof of ability to pay. And Richard Nixon signed the Health Maintenance Organization Act, which began the HMOs, and he did it for his good buddy who was head of Kaiser Permanente, which was Kaiser Aluminum's in-house medical care system. And that's really the moment where medical care stopped being about taking care of patients and became just another money-making opportunity. And everybody is price gouging and charging huge amounts of money. The paperwork overhead added by Obamacare has resulted in there being a dramatic increase in the number of staffers hospitals have to have on hand to process all that paperwork.
Yes.
And again, everybody sees themselves as wanting to get rich. Then you have the fact that the medical care isn't all that good, which results in increased malpractice lawsuits, which in turn results in an increase in the malpractice insurance premiums to those doctors and hospitals. So it's a self-feeding cycle. And it really is out of control.
Yes, insanity. Okay, Mike, that's all I had. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to Mike in Maryland. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I want to read this one quote from 1984 and then mention a couple of movies that I think deal with predictive programming. But let me read this one quote.
Okay.
It's from OrwellToday.com. And it's got quotes from the book that you could reference, different topics. So here's the quote. Already we are breaking down the habits of thought which have survived from birth before the revolution. We have to cut the links between child and parent and between man and man and between man and woman. No one dares trust a wife or a child or a friend any longer. But in the future, there will be no wives and no friends. Children will be taken from their parents at birth, as one takes eggs from a hen. The sex instinct will be eradicated. Procreation will be an animal formality, like the renewal of a ration card. And I'm sure you're probably familiar with the recent movie Children of Men, where
yes.
virtually all the birth rate has gone to virtually zero. It came out a few years ago.
Yes.
And then there's a movie you may not be familiar with. It was on YouTube. It was called the ZPG, which stands for Zero Population Growth. Came
yes.
out like in 1972 or 73.
I remember that.
It has a pretty famous actress in it. We used to be able to watch the whole movie on YouTube, but apparently it was scrubbed. But basically, it's a futuristic dystopic era where people are no longer able, unless you're like, you know, one of the elites, to have children. And instead, what they have is an animatronic baby that people can have in their house to substitute for a real baby. It's like really, really sick.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So, and then if you look at the Georgia Guidestones, where they want to bring the population down to a manageable 500 million, and all the elites from the King of England to, you name it, talk about eradicating the majority of the population, you can see where this is headed.
Well, there are always there is an issue with, because of modern medicine and the advance of technology, humans no longer live in the predator-filled environment in which we evolved. And so, there's going to be a population problem because sex is a lot more fun than dying, and I recognize that. The problem I have with all these people who want to mandate population control is they always want somebody else to die or to go without having children, not themselves. If you look again back at Kissinger's National Security Study 200, it was targeted on that third world, targeting people who lived over natural resources U.S. corporations coveted. And so they would send in these various groups to offer free vaccinations to the people there who didn't realize that these vaccines were also sterilizing them.
Well, what they do is, I think they target third world populations first, experiment on them to see what works, and then eventually it winds up being implemented in the first world. That's my opinion.
It's entirely possible, but again, I acknowledge there's a population problem, but again, everybody I know who's out there, pushing for population control, it's not for them, it's for everybody else. It's like,
of course, it's total hypocrisy.
Yeah, it's like when Al Gore gets out there and screams about human-caused global warming and he jets around the world in his charter jet, and he's got a big, huge house that's got something like 30 times the carbon footprint of the average American home.
Oh, yeah, it's all a big fallacy. It's all a big scam.
Yeah, well, it is. And again, I have a theory. I haven't done the research to confirm it. I think that when the human population gets to a certain density, we have a built-in population reduction mechanism, and it's called homosexuality. Because looking throughout history, you will see the per capita occurrence of homosexuality occurring when the entire population is under great stress, overcrowding, famine, war. And we certainly know that certain other life forms on Earth can change their sexuality, change which gender they really are. That's mostly in the amphibians. But I really do think that we do have a self-limiting population control mechanism. And maybe we ought to just sort of let it do what it's going to do and stop mucking about with DNA. Because, again, going back to that epicyte corn, if that has broken into the wild, it's only a matter of time until all corn on Earth is tainted with this gene. And then you're talking an extinction-level event.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason why the New World Order promotes homosexuality, too, to limit the population growth as well. But thanks for taking my call, and you have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch to Ernest in Nevada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
Yeah, Mike, I know you don't like to bring in subjects such as weather, weaponry, that chemtrails, things like that, TARP. But I just like to, I have a point that I'm trying to make, and that for one thing, these things are possible, and they may not be probable, but they are possible, and you have to investigate them before you can dismiss them. I think that would be the way to go. Are you familiar with the former defense secretary, William Cohen?
Vaguely, yes.
Okay. In April 1997, he had made a speech regarding that. And some of these quotes were like, others are engaging in an eco-type of terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes, remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves.
And then down at the bottom, he asks for a budget increase.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it doesn't mean it's not
true.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, look, anytime anybody is going back to the government or the dean's office or whatever to ask for more money than they got last year, they're gonna sell it with some kind of scare story in order to get the money. I mean, if he walks on in there and says, nothing's going on, will you give me a budget increase? He's going to get a no.
Well, I mean, there are also quotes from the listed of the United Nations treaty that earthquakes, tsunamis, an upset in the ecological balance of a region, changes in weather patterns, clouds, precipitation, cyclones, and tornadic storms. All these things are documented, not just William Cohen, but this is actually something that's been contended in the UN.
Well, that's just common sense. That's just common sense that anytime there's any kind of a natural event, it's going to have an impact on the region. Making a leap from there to saying that these hurricanes and earthquakes are being created, there's no providence on that one at all. Anyway, we're going to let you go here. We're coming up on a commercial break. We're coming up on a commercial break, and we're going to get some news in before then. Apparently, over in Arizona, the Arizona Air National Guard lost an F-16 based out of the 162nd Wing, and it crashed in southeast Arizona. Apparently, it was being flown by an Iraqi pilot who, unfortunately, was unable to eject, and as a result, he has died. So they're still looking into what's going on there. Just as a reminder today, John Stadmiller is going to have Catherine Austin Fitz for 2 hours today, so you're going to want to stay tuned to his program as soon as we are done here. Now, here's an article that came on out, Daily Mail again, breakthrough in hunt for life on Mars as boron find adds to evidence life did once exist on the red planet. And they're talking about how Curiosity has detected borates, which are a chemical that plays an important role in making both RNA and DNA. And the fact that they're finding this chemical basically supports the idea that they are finding evidence of life on Mars. And I'm really very frustrated because we did find life on Mars in 1976. And for political reasons, it was kind of basically ignored. And there are all these articles. We link to a bunch of them at whatreallyhappened.com. All these articles from peer-reviewed studies, journals, and so forth. And an interesting theory has arisen, and it has to do with the way that the labeled release experiment worked. Because the way it worked is they took the Martian soil, they put it into this nutrient solution, and the nutrient solution was tagged with radioactive carbon. So as the life ingested the nutrients and belched, the detector would pick it up. And we got a positive response on that. And then over time, the response died on out. And that was the basis for NASA to say, well, we don't know what happened, but the fact that it died on out tells us it wasn't life because it would have reproduced and split and go on, so forth and so on. Now, a gentleman by the name of Hote Cooper has come up with a very interesting and very plausible reason why this did not work. And it has to do with the fact that the mixing solution for the nutrients was pure water. And that's not what they have on Mars. They have water that apparently is mixed with heavy doses of salt so it won't freeze. And so basically they were feeding the organisms the wrong kind of water and actually killed the microbes in the process of looking for them. This makes a lot of sense. We're going to be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at Nature'sYouth.com. Nature'sYouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's NaturesYouth.com, NaturesYouth.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, back in 2013, there was a super bolide meteor that came down over the Russian city of Chelyabinsk. And by the way, there's apparently a new TV series out called Salvation. And the storyline there is that the U.S. had a secret project to steer the asteroid as a form of covert attack on Russia, which I thought was really pushing it. But it came on down. It was brighter than the sun. It left a shockwave behind it that damaged buildings, broke windows all over the place. Definitely one of the biggest. Now, here is the interesting part. We know that NASA and various universities have set up these projects to map the near-Earth objects, to be able to sound a warning well enough in advance where we can go on up with a tow truck and move the asteroid so it won't come down on something important like our planet. Long way away from being able to do that. Here's the point. They completely missed this one coming on in. No, it came in from apparently an angle where nobody was looking, and it came on in. And it's good that it exploded up in the air. If it had hit the ground, the damage would have been worse. Well, apparently they had another one 2 days ago over Canada from the city of Nelson in British Columbia to Calgary in Alberta about 10 p.m. on, I think it was Alberta time. And it was an exploding fireball, another super bolide. It changed night into day, rattled windows all over the place here. And nobody saw that one coming either. So it might be time to reevaluate the methodology because obviously rocks of this size, they're certainly very small. They are potentially very dangerous. Now, the current system can track objects that are about the size of the Chicxulub monster. There's even the one that formed the Arizona meteor crater, which if you've never been there, make a point of driving down and seeing it. You know, when they first discovered that, they first saw it, first people moving into that part of Arizona, they thought it was just another mesa. And it was like years and years before somebody decided to ride up the top and look over the edge, and he saw it was this giant hole in the ground. And they called it Can Diablo because they thought only the devil could do something like that. But it's a fascinating, fascinating experiment or experience, as it were, here. Apparently, police are scuffling with hundreds of South Koreans who are trying to block the deployment of the U.S. Terminal High Altitude Area Defense missile. They are not happy about this at all. Apparently, Amazon is now under fire for price gouging in the days before Hurricane Irma. Apparently, they're now selling a case of 24 bottles of water for $179.25. Oh, there's the music. And again, if you're going to donate to help these hurricane victims, I would recommend the Salvation Army. All right, we're going to head on off now. Reminder, John Steadmill will have Catherine Austin Fitz for his radio show. So stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, aloha, America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.